Could AI be the next big tool for disinformation? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how AI is reshaping media. Today is Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in AI-generated content and its implications for media credibility. Let's get into it. A widely shared audio clip allegedly featuring Donald Trump Jr. has been making headlines, but not for the reasons you might expect. The recording, in which Trump Jr. supposedly advocates for sending arms to Russia instead of Ukraine, has been deemed highly likely to be a fake. According to audio forensics experts consulted by BBC Verify, this clip was probably generated using artificial intelligence. Imagine the implications of AI-generated audio convincingly putting words into the mouths of public figures. This isn't just about one clip, it's a wake-up call for the media industry. The potential for AI to create realistic yet false recordings could fundamentally challenge how we verify information and maintain trust with audiences. As Olga Robinson from BBC Verify explains, the sophistication of AI in crafting these audio fakes makes it increasingly difficult to distinguish between real and fabricated content. This technology can mimic speech patterns and intonations with alarming accuracy, blurring the line between reality and fiction. An executive from a major news outlet recently admitted, "We can't tell what's AI-generated anymore." This statement underscores a growing concern within the industry as AI's capabilities continue to evolve at a staggering pace. If you're a journalist, this could change how your stories reach audiences and how your credibility is perceived. The surge in AI-generated content, which has increased by 400% in the past year, highlights the urgency for media companies to develop new strategies for content verification and audience engagement. As the line between fact and fiction becomes increasingly blurred, the stakes for maintaining journalistic integrity have never been higher. AI-driven media is a double-edged sword, offering both groundbreaking potential and significant challenges. At the third edition of the Storyboard 18 Digital News Publishers Association Conclave in New Delhi, industry leaders gathered to dissect these dynamics. The conversation was as much about promise as it was about peril. Maryam Mammon Matthew, the chief executive officer of Manorama Online and chairperson of the Digital News Publishers Association, raised a crucial point. She noted that artificial intelligence has democratized the media landscape, allowing smaller outlets to compete with giants by slashing costs. Yet, she emphasized, there is nothing going out there which has not got a human touch. And if there's an AI involvement, there's always a disclaimer for the readers and consumers. This highlights a key tension. While AI can scale, the human element remains irreplaceable. Puneet Singhvi, chief executive officer of Newtwork 18 Digital, painted a picture of the AI transformation as a cocktail of excitement and anxiety. He pointed out that artificial intelligence can streamline repetitive tasks like video production and podcast creation, making these processes more efficient. However, Singhvi also stressed the importance of integrating traditional and digital media through AI to enhance content quality and authenticity. Puneet Jain, chief executive officer of HT Digital, shared a more cautious perspective. He acknowledged the benefits of AI in crafting summaries and headlines, but sounded the alarm on the absence of a policy framework. Everybody is creating news, and there are multiple digital platforms that are distributing it. The editorial standards used by each one of them differ, and they are either inconsistent or absent, Jain warned. Without clear guidelines, misinformation risks becoming even more pervasive. The conversation wasn't just about the technologies themselves, but also about the structures around them. Pawan Agarwal of Dainik Bhaskar Group noted the explosion of AI tools in the newsroom, with teams now using 40 to 50 different platforms. He argued for government action to ensure transparency and proper attribution, as artificial intelligence-driven content aggregators often obscure sources. Anil Malhotra, head of public and regulatory affairs at Zee Media Corporation, echoed similar sentiments, pointing out that technology often outpaces regulation. With issues like deepfakes and unauthentic content on the rise, Malhotra stressed the need for urgent regulatory frameworks. The conclave concluded with a call to action. As AI continues to dominate newsrooms, Puneet Jain advocated for credible and verified news handles. He argued for a policy ecosystem that allows content creators to collaborate rather than operate in silos, ensuring that AI-generated content carries disclaimers to prevent manipulation. AI is making its mark in Tanzania's media landscape, but not without raising some eyebrows. While artificial intelligence is steadily being adopted, concerns about job displacement, ethical dilemmas, and technological overdependence are causing hesitation. According to a new report from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, these issues are significant hurdles. The report, titled "The State of Artificial Intelligence for Media Development in Tanzania," was produced in collaboration with TECH and Media Convergence. It highlights the growing embrace of AI by media houses, even as fears about job displacement persist. The report's launch was marked by insightful discussions on the role of AI in journalism. Asha Abinala, founder and chief executive officer of TECH and Media Convergence, emphasized that the study aimed to understand AI's impact on journalism. In presenting this report, I chose four keywords that summarize our journey: innovation, technology, impact, and collaboration, she noted. This aligns with an ongoing program to train 300 journalists in AI-related skills. UNESCO Sector Lead for Communication and Information, Nancy Angulo, pointed out that AI is revolutionizing journalism globally, offering both opportunities and challenges. The study provides critical insights into AI awareness, adoption, and gaps in Tanzania's media sector, she explained. This data-driven approach is set to bolster policymaking and capacity-building efforts. The report outlines four key priorities: developing national AI guidelines, investing in AI training for journalists, strengthening policies to safeguard press freedom and combat misinformation, and fostering multi-stakeholder partnerships for inclusive AI governance. These priorities aim to guide Tanzania's media sector as it integrates AI. Lillian Shirima, representing Tanzania's Ministry of Information, Culture, Arts, and Sports, reaffirmed the government's commitment to staying abreast of technological advancements while maintaining ethical standards. "We recognize that a strong media system is crucial for public discourse and national development," she stated. Mpoki Thompson, acting executive editor of Mwananchi Communications Limited, acknowledged AI's presence in their operations, but stressed the need for caution. "One of the key challenges is laziness. While we encourage editors and reporters to use AI tools, we have noticed instances where they rely on them recklessly," he said. This highlights the importance of developing an internal AI policy for responsible use. The report serves as a wake-up call for Tanzania's media sector, emphasizing both the opportunities and challenges AI presents. As the industry navigates this new frontier, balancing innovation with ethical considerations will be crucial to harnessing AI's full potential while maintaining journalistic integrity. AI regulation is a hot topic, and at the Storyboard 18 Digital News Publishers Association Conclave, S. Krishnan, Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, took center stage to discuss India's approach. He emphasized the need for effective AI monitoring, highlighting how India is learning from global examples while crafting its own regulatory frameworks. Krishnan pointed out that India's stance on AI is about balancing innovation with safeguards. In his words, "We are closely studying regulations in other jurisdictions, including the European Union, to determine appropriate measures. This approach ensures that as AI technology evolves, the regulations are keeping pace without stifling innovation." The challenge, as Krishnan sees it, is not just about regulation, but enforcement. With over 150 million channels on platforms like YouTube, monitoring becomes a Herculean task. He suggested that AI-driven monitoring and public-private partnerships could be key in detecting deepfakes and misinformation at scale. Good quality content naturally drives out bad quality content, Krishnan stated, underscoring the importance of relying on curated, verified information. He stressed that news publishers play a crucial role in ensuring high-quality content, which in turn helps maintain a well-informed society. The conclave highlighted the importance of fair compensation for journalists and media practitioners. Krishnan noted that partnerships, like those seen in the United Kingdom, underscore the need for recognizing journalism's value as both a subject matter and an industry. In closing, Krishnan emphasized that fostering high-quality journalism is socially desirable and necessary for a well-informed public. In his view, the goal is not to be perfect, but to be effective, ensuring that content remains diverse and thought-provoking. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The takeaway? As AI continues to shape the media landscape, balancing innovation with regulation is vital. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.